This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, and don't forget, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans as well, along with a salute to our first responders, our brother EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working out there right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When power comes back, we're over there. The Captain's America, we're on MeWe, the Captain's America, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. We made some changes over there last night for the better for you that you can take advantage of and save a little money. All right, well, joining us right now from the undergroundusa.com website, the Underground USA podcast, and the great articles that he writes too, Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And welcome to the Friday morning edition, and we are going to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I am.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two very important words, under God. We know that our great country was started on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started and pick the flag up here, I've been talking all week long. We talked about it Monday about bringing back something similar to what we had back in 2008, 2009, 2010 when we had the Tea Party. And you know that I was very much involved in getting the Tea Party off the roots, off the ground floor to begin with, including a meeting that we had, 12 of us in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The people from Florida were myself, Robin Stublin, and Gene Sweeney. And we got it going down here, and I'm not sure that the Tea Party would be the way to come back. It could be the Patriot Party. I've heard people say the Trump Party. I've heard people say American Patriots, but whatever. We need to band together. We need to get a mission going here, and we need to do what we need to do to keep some sanity on the ground in Washington, D.C., and locally, because all politics are local.
Yeah, and that's exactly true. If you can't affect change and reform, as it were, in your own locale, then you're not going to be able to do it statewide or even nationally. And the name is less important as the mission statement and the understanding that we're at a moment in time, and this is a problem that the right has always had. Always had, because we are an assembly of thinkers and doers and producers, whereas the left has a groupthink mentality and people tend to follow over there. I'm not saying it's bad, good, or different. I'm just saying it's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
On the right, there's 9,000 chiefs and one Indian.
Yep.
And we cannot do that this time. The people that want to always say that I'm going to be the leader have to co-laze with all the other people who say I have to be the leader and realize that we're all in this together. Because if we don't co-laze and we don't become cohesive in a singular effort and with a singular tactic
yep.
to achieve a singular goal, we will fail.
Yeah. And they can do what we did. Do you remember Jenny Beth Martin?
Absolutely.
She was the chairman of our little committee that we put together. Tea Party Patriots was the name of her group. And we all know how that grew and grew and grew. And she was the chairwoman, and we were all members of the board. And when people came through with something across the country and wanted to expand, we would tell them what they could do, how we did it. And that's what we did. And the group that I had, Tea Party Americans, at one time had 150,000 people in it in every state in the country.
Yeah, a good rubric for a great leader is someone who doesn't want to be in front of the camera. They want to get the job done, mm-hmm. So they're too busy facilitating how other people can succeed to worry yeah. about glory.
Well, the person that we put in front of the camera was the good-looking girl, Jenny Beth Martin. we weren't there. They would come, can you know? No, too busy, whatever. It was Jenny Beth Martin. Yep.
That is so misogynistic, Matt.
Sorry, but that's what we did. That's because you and I both had the perfect face for radio.
Yeah, I tend to gravitate towards radio.
All right. Now let's talk about Joe Biden and his American Rescue Plan. It unveils $1.9 trillion. Now, here's what I know about it so far. $2 billion is going to go to bail out New York City. I just found out about that a few minutes ago. Stimulus checks are going to be $1,400 to go along with the $600 already issued. The same people that got the $600 will probably get the $1,400. There'll be other various areas of COVID relief, including millions of dollars to get the virus out there and moving. The unemployment will go up from the $300 on top of the base rate to $400 on top of it. And they want to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour.
Yeah, the $15 an hour minimum wage has already been proven to be something that's going to put a lot of small businesses out of business.
That's right.
So, you know, that's just not an economically feasible thing to do. He's going to do it anyway. And the idea here is to make sure that people who are going out of business have to rely on government. They like that. People on the left, people who are progressive, like Biden, especially Harris, they want people dependent on government because they believe government is the alpha and the omega. They believe government gives you your rights. They believe government decides what is right and what is wrong, whereas people on the right who believe in the Constitution understand that the ultimate alpha and omega is the good Lord above.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're going to take a break, and if you've got any questions for Frank, you can call us at 877-969-8600. I'm going to have Kathy repeat the number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Silvato, brought to you by our friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Moss Nissan has got some brand new, incredible-looking 2021 Rogues. And I'm telling you what, you talk about some upgrades made to a vehicle, the Rogue has really gone rogue. Now, it starts with the quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I know that because I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know you're going to enjoy the great pricing and the fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Moss Care is included in each vehicle purchase. That's a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. They've got over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for at the other dealerships don't. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, the original home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders on a pedestal. Nissan stores located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit them online, MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll save even more money. All right. First, we go back to Frank Silvato, managing. Here I go. I did it. Okay. The Underground USA website, undergroundusa.com, and the Underground USA podcast, but you're the managing editor of that.
Yeah. It's a good argument to make.
Yeah. Now, let's go to Roz in Cleveland. We haven't heard from Roz in Cleveland for a while. So, okay, Roz, what's on your mind?
Well, here's what gets me with the $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They forget. When you go from $8.50 to $15 an hour at the local burger flopper place,
yep,
you are going to lose the following.
Mm-hmm.
Your daycare voucher,
mm-hmm,
because you're going to make too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Your food stamps will be cut,
mm-hmm,
because you make too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Your housing voucher at the county housing project,
mm-hmm,
your rent's going up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the the PIP program for your utilities, that's going up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on top of that, all your food prices, all your food's going up, your gas is going up.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you ahead?
What's going to happen to the hamburger? Because I was going back to that one. You know, that 99-cent hamburger or 69 or 79, the basic hamburger, is now going to be $2.
Here in Cleveland, we don't even have that anymore.
Okay. We do down
your
here.
Your standard burger, you're lucky to get, I think there are 6 items on the dollar menu at the Arches.
Okay. All right, well, I got you.
But it's not going to be any advantage to them.
I got you. We'll try to answer that question, okay? All right, thank you, Roz.
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, go Browns.
You got it.
Okay, I knew that was coming. Okay, Frank, she's right. What she's saying is right.
Well, add to that this. Going from $8.50 to $15 actually bumps you from $17,000 to $31,000, which puts you into a tax bracket. So you're going to pay more in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds awesome on paper, but it's detrimental all the way around to the individual and the small business.
Mm-hmm.
The people who have the burger flopper flipper place, which I thought was a great way to put it, they've just almost doubled their liability for payroll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's there is nothing good about this. We need, as Thomas Sowell has so brilliantly said over the years, you've got to let the market dictate what minimum wage is, because the true minimum wage is zero.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, we have a question from Cliff up in upstate New York. He's saying, what happened to the Durham report? That's the first question.
Well, I think we all know what's going to happen with the Durham report. It's going to be on an inner page of an inconsequential paper in Guam.
Mm-hmm.
With the election and of Joe Biden and one party rule in Washington, D.C., the Hunter Biden thing is moot. Anything that you could think of that would possibly bring Hillary Clinton to justice is done. And the Durham report, it's going to be, even if it was scathing, A, you'll never hear about it, and B, no one's going to do anything about it.
Well,
that's over.
Last night there was a dump of documents. There's more coming today, and it was the Obamagate stuff. And in it were some things about Hillary, some things about Obama, proving the fact that they were, in fact, communicating back and forth amongst each other, the mucky-mucks with investigating the Trump clan, if you will. By the way, Cliff asked his second question is, after 2 years, does the FBI still have Hunter's laptop? What's going on with that?
I don't think it really matters because the FBI is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the field agents and the people who do the hard and real work at the FBI, but the political hierarchy at the FBI ran interference for 4 years for not only the Bidens, but the Clintons and the Obamas.
Mm-hmm.
They knew full well that the dossier was BS, and they allowed an impeachment to go forward. So anybody who's looking to the apparatus, Department of Justice or the apparatus FBI, to do the right thing, boy, don't hold your breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Okay, well, back to the list here. The feds have warned that violent extremism will increase during 2021 as they ramp up for the Washington, D.C. inaugural and upgrade security at state capitals across America. Now, there is a report down here in Florida that the FBI has prepped Florida with the information they've got about possible pro-Trump rallies starting on Sunday. I don't know about any on Sunday, but I do know about one on January the 27th at the state capitol in Tallahassee, and that's going to be a big one.
I'm going to push back on this media narrative because they've taken great liberty with defining what an organization is going for 50 rallies at 50 state capitals, and they're calling it the largest ever armed protest. The media is taking to immediately calling it pro-Trump rallies. It's not, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump, and they need to stop calling it that. And the reason the FBI is talking about an increase in violent protests and things like this, because they're going to change the definition of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what progressives do. When you lower the bar, you always get more of something else. Look at COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a zillion deaths by COVID. Yeah, but flu is non-existent. Heart disease is non-existent. Diabetes is non-existent. All those numbers went dramatically down because everybody was dying of COVID. Well, when you change the definition, you can always make the numbers say what you want. So, you know, talk about a stupid statement. There's going to be more domestic terrorism and violence. Well, when you change the definition, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If going to get a hamburger at McDonald's is considered domestic terrorism, then we've got a billion domestic terrorists coming.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I'm not, I can't do anything but agree with you because of what's going on here. And there's just so much hate and discontent out there. You know, I keep seeing, I heard Biden's message about, well, you know, we need to get along and we need to this, we need to that.
Yeah.
Well, tell that to Nancy Pelosi. Tell that to Chuck Schumer. They're working on paybacks here.
Oh, absolutely. There's no unity. Unity to a progressive means if you shut up, sit down, and do what you're told, we'll get along. And what they've done for the past 4 years and what they're executing now, especially with their get in bed with big tech censorship,
okay.
There's no possible way there can be unity in this country. When you tell a group of people that they suck for 4 years and then double down on it once you get power, who wants to be unified with you?
Mm-hmm. By the way, we live in a red state, right?
You and I do, yeah.
Things are pretty good down here, right?
Well, I can't complain. It's better living in Illinois.
Listen to this. We get this from the Daily Wire on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Hey.
Quote, listen to this comment. Quote, southern states are not red states, she says. They are, according to her, suppressed states, for which the only solution is liberation from economic, social, and racial oppression. Really? She lives in a state that's socially and racially oppressed. She lives in one.
AOC is an idiot.
No kidding.
She's just an idiot. When you look at the southern states in mass, as opposed to the economies in New York and Illinois, who both are dramatically in the red because they just don't know how to do money. They know how to borrow it and spend it, but they don't know how to actually raise it equitably. And you compare it to Florida and Texas? Are you serious?
Mm.
You know, Texas is so oppressed, they're thinking about putting secession on the ballot next November.
By the way, you want to stick around for a little bit longer?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, all right. Frank is going to hang on, and when we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation about AOC, or should I call her the Minister of Free Speech? Wait till I tell you about this nonsense coming up. You aren't going to believe it, and maybe you're just going to want to walk around with a piece of cotton stuck in your mouth so you don't say the wrong thing to the wrong people.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden unveils plans Thursday for fighting COVID-19 and injecting $1.9 trillion into the U.S. economy. But already his first 100 days agenda is overshadowed by the Trump impeachment trial. Critics are calling the expenditure of $2 trillion a wish list of social programs that the left has been trying to advance for 30 years. That's a quote from Trump economist Stephen Moore. John Earl Sullivan, who is a supporter of Antifa, BLM, and the leader of Insurgents USA, is arrested and indicted in Utah.
It's time for revolution.
His arrest came after he was caught on video instigating violence on Capitol Hill and admitting that he posed as a Trump supporter during the Capitol Hill riot on January 6th. 52-year-old Corey Johnson, a drug trafficker sentenced to die for 7 murders in Virginia in 1992, was executed Thursday night in Indiana. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program, and now I'm talking to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and Underground USA podcast, as well as the great articles he writes. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. And here's more about them right now. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. Now, Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, so that's F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com. And they have a 24/7 number you can call and see if you have a case. All you got to do is call them at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. They have offices across Florida and Georgia. All right, and sticking around a little bit longer is Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right. So, we have Cliff that asked a question back after we made a statement. He says, so if government is corrupt and broke, why vote? The commies took over. Well, not so fast. We need to think national and act local and rebuild things from the ground up. Forget about Washington, D.C. for a minute. The ground up.
Yeah, when you look at politics, the politics that you can affect the most and easily is closest to you. That's always been the case because there's a smaller number of votes that you need to achieve in order to make change. So if you get your county in order first, get your town in order first, then get your county in order. Then you move into a region, then you move into the state.
Yep.
The media likes to always talk about national politics. If you hear a story about something that happens in a city or a state, it's isolated, like Portland or Seattle or Chicago. They don't talk about downstate Illinois. They don't talk about rural Florida. They don't talk about the overwhelming area in Texas. It's because national headlines sell. Mm-hmm. If it leads, it bleeds type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So where Ronald Reagan said the economy is trickle down, politics is trickle up.
That's right.
If your state is in order, then your state, and I'm taking this from a red perspective,
mm-hmm.
if your state is in order and it's red, it goes red in a national election. The more people who have red counties have red states.
Mm-hmm.
The more red states makes a red United States.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're only concerned with national politics, that's when you allow blue people to come in your county start chipping away at it.
Yeah. Now, he also says, how about defunding Washington, D.C.? Now, it just so happens, you have talked about that on numerous occasions. I have had you on to talk about it, so let's talk about it again.
Absolutely, and I'm finalizing things to be able to get it in front of Governor DeSantis in Florida and Governor Abbott in Texas, maybe even Governor Noem up north in the Dakotas. If you can embrace nullification at the state level, you take a lot of ability from the federal government to spend away. And, people say, well, nullification, we can't do that anymore. Well, hold on a second. California has done it, and Illinois has done it, by declaring themselves sanctuary states.
Yep.
And what they achieve by doing that is flipping a middle finger to the federal government on a law that they don't want to enforce. So nullification is not only on the table, it's in use.
Yep.
In those states. So if you can use it for immigration, you could use it for things like Obamacare. You can use it for things like unfunded mandates. There's a whole litany of that. And you need to take it a step further. And the onus of my idea is to actually make sure that federal tax dollars have to be remitted to the federal government through the state government.
Yep.
Which means that the individual's filing is 1040. The individual, this is the tax that's been remitted for federal taxes. But the state is nullifying the tax money that goes for things that aren't constitutional.
Yep.
So the citizen is in compliance with federal law, but the state is saying, and that's all wonderful, but we're holding back the money. And why do we do that? Because how does the federal government punish a state for not doing what it's supposed to do? They withhold money.
That's right.
But if you're holding the money in the first place, there's no way for them to punish you. So you neuter the federal government, putting it back to its proper place where it is supposed to be administering mm-hmm. the union of states rather than lording over the union of states. And then AOC can twiddle her thumbs about oppression all day long in Washington. It doesn't affect anybody.
Now, we have one politician who apparently has been paying attention to us, and wouldn't you know, it would be Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley said, as well as numerous local and state GOP groups that are now waking up to the fact that all politics are local and they're focused on the 2020 midterms at the local level, working from the bottom up. I heard that and I went, okay, we made inroads somewhere.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Nikki Haley's. I think she did good things in South Carolina, given the hand that she was dealt, and I think she's got a calm and level head. And again, you're going to hear this a lot as people get more frustrated with the federal government. If you take care of your towns and your counties and your townships first and your parishes first, you're going to end up having a more solid base with which to have red leverage going forward in the next national election. So start vetting your candidates. You should have already been doing that. Make sure that they're not toadies to the national apparatus, because the national apparatus failed everybody last time.
Mm-hmm.
We may have picked up seats in the House, but we certainly didn't do well in the Senate.
No.
And we certainly didn't affect a legitimate election when it comes to the presidency.
And I know why we didn't do well in the Senate when it comes to Georgia. The Democratic candidates, including Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and everybody they brought in there, said, look, if you want your $2,000, mm-hmm. vote for the Democrats. The Republicans weren't saying that. And I kept trying to tell them, listen, the people want this money. The people want this money. And I told them over and over and over and over again to the people that I could get to listen to me, and they paid no attention, and they lost the race. And anybody will tell you in Georgia that it wasn't over policy. It was over the fact that somebody promised them something. They all needed to have a little bit of a help financially, and they thought that was the best way to do it. And that's what I've heard from hundreds of people.
And you'll notice that Mr. Biden, when he was talking, and this is even after he believed that he won the election and was going to be anointed by the Electoral College, he always said, I've got a plan, but he never really told you what the plan was. Because if he would have said, part of that $2,000 check initiative is going to be to raise the minimum wage to $15, arguments about common sense economics would have come up and nobody would have cared.
Yeah, and there's something else when we talk about AOC, and we've only got about a minute left here. I called her the Minister of Free Speech. She is she is working very hard at trying to be just a big pain in the butt because what she's trying to do right now is she's trying to rein in the free press and what they're able to do and wants to censor what they do and how they do it and have it. It must be approved by the government first before they can say it.
We've done this before, I believe. It was a it was a committee of un-American activities.
Yeah.
I may be butchering that thing. It didn't turn out well.
No. No.
You know, so obviously Little Miss Sunshine over there is not a student of history because she would know that this is something that ends in disaster. And it's something that her party has railed against since the 60s. It's only till it took its jagged turn to the radical left when Obama came to office that suddenly they like all of this government control and non-freedom.
Yeah. Well, I want to remind everybody that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey yesterday was secretly recorded by Project Veritas promising a much broader set of bans because apparently Twitter is going to come down even harder on the conservatives. So maybe you just might want to find something other than Twitter, which, by the way, I think they lost, was it 51? They and Facebook lost a total of $51 billion worth of net worth this week.
Yeah, that's right, $51 billion. And let's keep it going. Once Parler gets back up, shut Twitter down, shut Facebook down and move to MeWe. There are a bunch of other places. Gab is exploding. Let's just shut them down. If they want to become the sound of one hand clapping, let's let them do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
let's let them do it. If they want to be a little group of people who only in an echo chamber, only patting themselves on the back with one arm, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, tell everybody how we can find your great articles and listen to your podcast, please.
You can find me at undergroundusa.com, sign up for the newsletter over there, and my political writing is over at nationalfile.com.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, find out what's going on. I'll be back with the Sports Zone quarterback.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Wayne Alaroot. We're going to have him on the program here pretty quick here once he decides that he's got time to do it. He's writing a new book. But this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't want to know you when it comes to that. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Make sure that you remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, their phone number to set up an appointment for service is 941-922-2345. Again, that number is 941-922-2345. Just tell them the captain sent you. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they are the best at what they do, bar none. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback is with us, Patrick Hyland. Mr. Patrick Hyland, what's up?
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce and the audience out there and all over the U.S. of A. Have a pleasant weekend, please.
And around the world. Around the world, we have Thailand and Germany chiming in tonight.
Well, there you go. Wonderful military all across the country listening to us on the Armed Forces Radio Network. So there you go. Very good, Captain. And then you have what's happening in sports. Urban Meyer, former head coach of the Florida Gators and Ohio State Buckeyes, has been named the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we'll see. Gainesville was only about a couple hours from Jacksonville, and he made himself a name there. we'll see if he can rejuvenate there in Jacksonville, get the franchise back on track there.
Well, it's going to be a job, isn't it? It's going to be a job.
Well, he has the number one pick this year, so it looks like Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback.
Let me ask you a question. Would he bring Tim Tebow back as in some form of as a coach, like an assistant coach or something?
That's a good question. I think Tim's pretty happy doing TV analysis and his own ministry and also, hitting old baseball around, having fun with that. So we'll see what happens there. I wouldn't put it out of the question. That's a great, great point, Captain, to say the least. So it'd be funny if that were to happen. Some sort of consultant, possibly. You know, at least come in for training camp, see what happens there. Also, the Jets make 49ers defense coordinator, head coach, to Lee. He's a pretty good defensive coordinator for San Francisco 49ers. John Lynch spoke very highly of him. So we'll see what he does with the Jets. That franchise has been in disarray for a lot of years now. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if they can turn it around. Daytona 500 next month, Captain. Looking forward to it. That's the next auto race on the docket. Some changes going on in Daytona. So we're going to see what happens there. But this weekend, we have the wonderful playoffs going on. And we will have the Los Angeles Rams playing the Green Bay Packers. They're odds-on favorites to win the NFC Championship game. And then Sunday's game, we will have the New Orleans Saints hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Two of the oldest quarterbacks in National Football League facing off, both Hall of Famers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees.
Both of them, and I'll bet you right now, both of them will be first-round Hall of Famers.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, there's no doubt. You got to be first.
Because, they're not first ballot. Because Brees, I believe, is going to retire this year.
I think you're right, Kevin.
Now, if they win the Super Bowl, he definitely will retire. He goes out on top.
Correct. I agree with you 100%, and he should. But if Tampa Bay were able to win it all, would Brady go out on top, Captain?
Maybe. He's got a 2-year contract, right?
Correct. But why not just say, hey, I'm going out on top?
I would, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Matt. I think that's the way to go. I think the real big game of the weekend is going to be the Baltimore Ravens going up to the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo right now is red hot, Matt. They are playing some great football, Captain.
Yeah.
A lot of people are very excited about this.
By the way, have you seen the weather?
Oh, yeah. It'll be pleasant.
Yeah, so. there's a lot of snow in the offing coming that direction, and the lake effect machine kicked in last night, and it's not looking good.
No, and I hope it doesn't make it an exciting game. You have Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, two of the new, young, exciting quarterbacks of the National Football League. And I want to see a great game, and the better team win. It's going to be Buffalo's first time in this playoff game in a lot of years.
Jim Kelly, right, was the last time?
Yes, sir. That's correct. Very good, Matt. Yeah, Jim Kelly was the last guy to take the Bills there. We'll see what Josh Allen does. Baltimore was there last year, so they have the experience. So how that plays out.
All right, and we've got to talk about the Browns because we had Roz from Cleveland College. He said, go Browns!
Absolutely. They're going to go to Kansas City. Kansas City now has kind of been laying low the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, they had last week off. The week before that, they sent a lot of players. We're going to see if they're going to be rusty or if they're going to be, you know, white hot, ready to rock and roll. And if they are, then Cleveland's in for a long game. If not, and Cleveland can get up on top like they did Pittsburgh, Cleveland could upset them, as crazy as that sounds. So the Browns, haven't been in the playoffs in a lot of years, Captain, and won their first game. So it's been a good, exciting year for the NFL.
Yeah, but the last time they were in the playoffs, I do believe it was Bill Parcells coaching the Giants, and it was somebody by the name, well, let's put it this way, he's now the head coach of the New England Patriots.
That's right. Mr. Belichick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The two Bills.
Yeah, that's right. So it's been a lot of years, and we'll see what comes of that. That was a great Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, matter of fact, when the Giants beat Buffalo. And who knows? Could Buffalo make it to the Super Bowl again down here in Tampa Bay? We're going to find out because they can take care of Baltimore. They'll either be taking on Cleveland or Kansas City. So a lot of history, a lot of excitement. It should be a great football weekend.
Now
we've got to do a shout-out, congratulations to the Alabama Crimson Tide this past Monday night, winning the national championship.
Yeah, and one last little thing here. Today is the anniversary of the Kansas City Chiefs-Green Bay Packers Super Bowl game.
Yes, sir. Yep. Can you believe it?
Kathy? Lenny Dawson and Bart Starr.
Started it all off. Unbelievable, Captain.
Yep. Yep.
Something else. So we'll see the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay here in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Hope it should be exciting. And, just everybody have a safe weekend. Please check out the Sports Zone this Sunday on this great station from 11 to 12. We'll be talking about the NFL playoffs and everything to do with sports. Captain, God bless. Thank you as always. And have a safe
weekend. Patrick Crinon, everybody. And Patrick Crinon, of course, does something other than just talk sports. And here it is what he does.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain. And I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Crinon. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052.
There you go, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Now, it's been an interesting weekend. For those of you that don't get the weekend show, you won't hear what we're doing on the weekend. Kyle Warren is up in Boston, Massachusetts on a special assignment. And he's going to be coming back tonight with some information that you won't hear anywhere else but here, because he's doing something for the show in Boston. Now, the other thing is, I will tell you that there's no doubt in my mind that coming up with the inauguration day, that there will be more military in Washington, D.C. than there will be people watching the inauguration. It's just the way they got it set up. Now, it's going to be 20 or 21,000 troops is what I heard the press conference last night mention. There's about 7 or 8,000 there more coming. But these are the times that we live in, folks, and there's a lot of chatter on the Internet. You want to be careful what you wish for, you clowns that are over on the Internet saying all kinds of crazy stuff. You want to be careful because you're being watched. You're being monitored. And there's certain words that trip things that get the authorities looking and this, that, and the other. But don't think that you're so above the law that you can say different things and get away with it over on, oh, I don't know, Gab, MeWe, Parler when it's around, these other places that are there, because it's not going to happen. They're going to find you. And by the way, 100,000 facial images from Washington, D.C., and they're comparing them with all the shots where they got where people were doing things that are getting them arrested. And yesterday they arrested a firefighter, of all things, which really bothered me, who was throwing the fire extinguisher at the police officer, and he threw one that ricocheted and hit 3 or 4 police officers, every one of them, in the head. My goodness. Some had helmets, but not all of them. Unbelievable. Okay. We'll be back tonight with the weekend show around the country. And for the ones of you that aren't around, we'll see you on Monday morning. Hope you have a great weekend. Stay out of the snow. George, up there in Minnesota, get that snowplow ready. You're going to need it. I'll see you all tonight. God bless.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.